desk at the State Department didn't know. They couldn't recognize what your email address was.
Well, the people I was emailing to on the .gov system certainly knew.
Does it concern you that people don't trust your answers on this? I mean, there was a Quinnipiac, and I know this poll was everyone, Republicans and Democrats, but the first words that came to mind when asked about you were liar, untrustworthy, crooked. How does that make you feel?
Well, it certainly doesn't make me feel good, but I am very confident that by the time this campaign has run its course, people will know that what I've been saying is accurate. They may disagree, as I now disagree, with the choice that I made, but the facts that I have put forth have remained the same.
Did anyone in your inner circle say, this isn't such a good idea, let's not do this?
You know, I was not thinking a lot when I got in. There was so much work to be done. We had so many problems around the world. I didn't really stop and think, what kind of email system will there be?
Does it raise judgment questions?
Well, I don't think so. I think that the facts are pretty clear that we had a lot of hard work, hard choices to make in those 4 years, and I'm very proud of the work we did. And now the State Department has everything that they could have. So at the end of the day, I am sorry that this has been confusing to people and has raised a lot of questions, but there are answers to all these questions, and I will continue to provide those answers.
Looking at the campaign now, you see huge crowds for Bernie Sanders and for Donald Trump, and people talking about Joe Biden having an opening if he decides to make a difficult choice on an emotional level, which we understand. They talk about how authentic these candidates are. Does it hurt you when people say you're too lawyerly, you parse your words, you're not authentic, you're not connecting?
Well, that's just not my experience out campaigning. I feel very, very good about where we are.
Are there real differences, big differences between you and Joe Biden on domestic or foreign policy?
You know, I'm not going to address any of the political questions around my friend Joe Biden. He has to make a really difficult decision. You can see him struggling with it. If he gets into this race, there'll be plenty of time to get into the debate and the back and forth. But I think everybody should give him the space and respect he deserves to make what is a very difficult choice for him and his family.
And Donald Trump, among other things that he's done, has really personally attacked one of your closest aides, Huma Abedin. What was your feeling about that?
Well, he's attacked so many people, including my close aide and myself and many other people. I think it's an unfortunate development in American politics that his campaign is all about who he's against, whether it's immigrants or women broadcasters or aides of other candidates. You know, he's great at innuendo and conspiracy theories and really defaming people. That's not what I want to do in my campaign, and that's not how I'm going to conduct myself. And I also believe the President of the United States does have to be careful about what he or she says. You know, I do know sometimes people say, well, I'm careful about what I say. That's because for more than 20 years, I've seen the importance of the President of the United States, the leader not only of our nation, but of the world, having to send messages that will be received by all kinds of people. Loose talk, threats, insults, they have consequences. So I'm going to conduct myself as I believe is appropriate for someone seeking the highest office in our country.
Andrea, she talks about the convenience factor, but beyond that, does she explain why she did all her business on this single personal account?
No, she didn't. There's been speculation that it was to avoid reporters' requests, congressional investigators, but she did not really answer that question. It's clear, though, that she's going to be a lot less aggressive about this. They're less defensive. They know they've got to try to turn the page because this FBI investigation is going to continue, and they're going to have to deal with this for a long time.
Andrea Mitchell, thank you. Yeah.